Them all day long, you sing praises to the Lord, you're in the line of the Lord. You want something from God, you know, you say, I want something, just be in line with the Word. He cannot deny himself, amen? He cannot deny himself. You just got to get closer to God. You got to stop letting somebody else get closer for you, amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Now, I love this man playing bass, and him and I have been playing for many, many years together, and I just want you to tell you that the rehearsal that we had for those last two songs were intense, because I really love those songs. And we had a rehearsal probably about 6 minutes ago when I gave you the paper with the chord chart. That's why I trusted it. Now my wife would say, you never heard that song. And you play it, but my wife would say, you can't do that. Greg doesn't know. I like to play songs Greg doesn't know, because by halfway through he knows it. So good job. Why don't you pray for me that we get through this one? We were at my brother's memorial the other night, and I will talk more about that later, and pray for that too, please. But they said, oh, this is his favorite song, and I knew my brother since I was a baby. And I knew his favorite song, so let's sing it for you. On a hill far away, stood an old rugged cross, the end of suffering. Thank you.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Amen? That make you feel happy? That made me feel happy. Our Father is greater than these. Amen? God's got the answer. Amen? You're never alone. Say that with me. You are never alone. Hallelujah. Stand up with me and let's pray together. You know, we've been blessed. We had two rainstorms this week. We're in the middle of November. This is New England. You know what I'm saying? No snow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever and ever. Who would not want that? Amen.
Love that one.
Our Father is holy. Amen. God is holy. Why do people go to church? We got to tell you, you go to church to change your life, to help your family, to save your family, to be stronger in every day. Anybody ever had any battles every day? God says you're not alone. He'll help you. You have to know him. He already knows you. You know, I mean, you don't have to be shy around God or be, you know, anything. He already knows you. He's been there with you every step of every day. And he says, you know what? I love you. That's enough to want to know him. Hallelujah. Responsive reading 27, the Psalm. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom I shall be afraid. Who would not want that victory? Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. I have declared to the Lord, and I will seek, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord all of my life. To behold the beauty of the Lord. Hallelujah, that's beautiful. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. Hallelujah. Psalm 27, amen. How many times you waited for somebody else to meet you at the restaurant or meet you at the grocery store? Or how many times you waited for your wife? We want to wait on the Lord, amen. You wait on the Lord. Sometimes waiting isn't easy. Sometimes waiting is difficult because you want the answer. And there's psalms that'll tell you to tell God, don't tarry, Lord, I need your help. I'm in a situation where I need your help. You can say that. How many know you can say that to God? He respects when you tell him the word of God. He loves to hear the word back at him. Hallelujah. You just search for him. Get him in your heart. He will change your life. I know that he's changed mine. Amen. There's a song and a testimony to God. There's a song years ago that came out, You Always Hurt the One You Love. Anybody ever heard that? The Mills Brothers sang that song. I want you today to take the person that you're with, somebody that you love. I want you to get closer to him. I want you to look at him. I want you to take their hand. I want you just to take their hand for a second and realize, first of all, the blessing that that person is. Now, Sergio, don't take James's hand. I mean, but you can if you want to be. But just in your heart, know that you just got love. How would you feel if somebody said something to them that hurt them? If they said something to them, even if they lie and they hurt their feelings, if you saw in their eyes pain and you saw in their eyes sadness, amen? How would you feel if somebody went up to them later on and said something that insulted them? And Bill, if somebody insulted Andy, you'd be mad. Your heart would be, you wouldn't know what to do, amen? Somebody did that to them. Somebody said something. If somebody gossiped about them, or how about if somebody complained about them, saying such and such about that? How would you like it? Amen. Now I want you to look at the person you're with and take that hand and realize, why do you do that every day to the person you love? Why do you say things to your spouse, the person that you would be so mad if somebody else called her a name or did something to hurt her? You'd be the first one on the phone or the first one saying, "What? Why do you do it? Why do you say something to somebody that is in your heart to cause them sadness? To cause them. And why do you do things? Why do you do things? that you know that your mate says, please don't do that. And why do you do that? And who's guilty of that? You think my wife and I get along every day? Please, you all know that we don't. Dave, help me on this one, would you? No, seriously, I did two brand new songs this morning. I know my wife would have had something to say about it. And I love her. And she would say that not knowing that it takes my confidence away. It kind of just says, well, maybe I shouldn't. When I know all along that I should because it's joy, amen? And she's not wrong and I'm not wrong. But, and I know there are times I'll say something to her that I shouldn't say. It's not, I'm not talking bad words. I'm just saying something that touches them in a way that I wouldn't let anybody else do it. Amen? You might have, husband's not here, wife's not here. You can think about the things that you've said. Maybe there's situations that you want changed at home or situations you want changed at work. Yet you go there every day saying and doing the same thing and hurting people instead of drawing them to you. But let me get back to the person that you love. The person that you love who, if something happened today, Dave and Cindy, I love you. Let me say, if something came, a sickness came, and you might not have that chance tomorrow to say, I love you. You might not have that chance tomorrow to say, I'm sorry that I did things to hurt you. How would you feel? I know how you'd feel, amen? But the fact of the matter is, the truth is, you have a chance today with God. You're here today, amen? You're here today to become closer to God, to be more like God, amen, Bob? You come here today, so if you have done something, and I tell you, I put my hand up. I'm not talking to anyone. I'm talking to my congregation because I want you to be Christ-like. I want you to have something at home today that you never thought you could have yesterday. I want you to draw closer and realize that the person that you love so much that you would defend is you're the reason why sometimes there's pain in the house. And it goes for all of us. You say things you shouldn't. You pull away, you tear down instead of lifting up. Amen? You go out and people want to be, and you look and everybody's laughing except the person you're with. They're not laughing. You say, maybe I better just listen to my heart and say, you know what? I don't need to say these things. I don't need to do these things. And here's the gift. Here's the blessing. And this is why it's a testimony. Testimony to who? God. If you start to feel this way today, if you walk today with this feeling in your heart, you will draw your mate closer to you. Amen? You will draw your mate closer than you ever thought. They will say, oh, I need to be with this person because they always lift me up. Amen. You will draw people closer to you. You will draw your friends closer to you. Amen. And you will make your enemies, and I say enemies, you make people who come against you have to stop and say, I got nothing on this guy. I got nothing on this woman. I got nothing to say because they come to work and they treat me with respect. They come to work and they act like they're doing a job unto God. If you start acting this way with your loved ones and with your life, God will move in your life. Amen. You will have the relationship you didn't know you could have. You will have a wife or a husband you didn't know you could have. Amen. And it'll be with a simple thing. It'll be with a simple act. Are you ready? Of love. So you always hurt the one you love. And I pray today, and I pray with you. Let's pray, Lord, help me. Help me to see the things that the person I love so much and my children I love so much. Why do I say things to my children that I wouldn't let anybody else say? Why do I need to lift them up? I don't need to carry them because they're adults, but I need to lift them up and let them know that I love them and that I'm here for them when they really need help. The testimony of God is when you do these things the way God has told us to do them, things around you will change. Relationships will change. Your heart will change. People will be drawn to you. People will want to be around you. Your family, your friends will say, I have to be there because it's spiritual. It's beautiful. Especially in this time of Thanksgiving coming when the families are going to get together. We all know how hard it is to be with family. Sometimes it's crazy. They don't see you in the same light, and you see. But we can even have fun showing them how wrong they are by loving them, even when they don't understand it. By giving them when they don't understand it. By lifting them up when they don't understand it. And then when you leave, they just say they don't know what to say. Because you just showed them God. You showed them change. On earth as it is in heaven. If we want that, we all got to change. All of us. That's what church is for. See, I'm not talking to anybody. I'm talking to me. Oh, praise God. Talking to me. Things I say to my son and things I say to my wife that I wouldn't want anybody else to say. Forgive me, Lord. Let love shine through in your home, in your house. Let it come through with your friends. Let God do the healing. Praise the Lord. You come to church, you get fed. I'm feeding you God. I'm feeding you love. I'm feeding you a change. And today you have that chance. Today you have that chance. You woke up. You could see, you're here, you got drove here, it's a beautiful day. You have a chance to make this a blessed day in ways that you couldn't have thought of when you parked your car and walked in. That's church. That's God. Let it happen. Let it happen for you and let it happen for me in Jesus' name, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. How many want love in your life? Then give him praise and say, I'm going to do it today, Pastor. Not because the pastor said so, because God says so. Amen. Dominic and Nelly, welcome back. They were away to Virginia last week. Anybody that's not here, and Sergio, you weren't here last week. See, don't think we don't. We know it. See, that's what church is all about. We love you. We love you. Amen. Yesterday, I was putting a Bible study together. You know, my wife is in Tennessee with the grandson and all her children. And by the time she comes back, she'll be neurotic because all the three kids say, you're not spending enough time with me. You're spending more time with the other one. How come you're spending more time with David? You're not spending time with me. She's getting that. So. But I had yesterday, I put the rest of the sermon together, and then I took out some music, obviously, by those songs. And I had a wonderful time in the Lord for about 2 hours going through each song. Oh, I remember this song. And singing praises again, singing the songs and learning the songs all over again. Bob, the songs we used to sing in the choir. I realized how many I'd forgotten. You know, the music and the chord changes. But I had a wonderful time in the Lord. And you can do that too. Wherever you go, whatever you're doing, you can have a great time with God. And you feel good after, amen? Because you'll start focusing on him and he won't focus on what happened in Paris. We know the world needs prayer, amen? That's just proof. The proof is that we need God, amen? We need to stand up and say enough. The Christians need to stand up. People need to stand up and say enough. We can never change. Remember what I read to you. We can never change anybody's ideology, amen? We can't change how they think. The only thing we can do as a people, not just a nation, but as a people, is make them say, it's not worth it for you to do that. It's not going to be good for you to do that. You'll have no place to do that. You will not be accepted to do that. Amen? And that changes things. We don't have to fight battles all the time. We just have to stand up with enough to show them this might not be a good idea. Amen? But you see what happens when God is taken out? Something else enters. Amen? And that's the truth. Any scientist, anybody, any professor will have to tell you, when you take something out, something else is added. And when you take out good, it's usually replaced with bad. Amen? So hallelujah. Preach the word. How many times have you heard me say that? Good. Teach the word. I'm going to keep saying it until it enters your heart, Fred, and becomes a part of you. I mean a true part of you. I know you're a Christian brother, and I know you and Nancy, and all, but I want more for you because I know God wants more. So I until it enters your heart, amen, I'm going to say it every week. Bill, I'm going to say it every week. I want the hallelujah. Now, each part of this Bible has its spiritual place. You all know that? Some want strength and faith, and some want fear and worry. They're afraid, or you want to praise him, or you want comfort because you're not alone. You find different parts of the Bible, amen? Some of the parts of the other Bible might not pertain to you at all for a long time. You might never read them. But all of a sudden, one day, you might go into the Old Testament. Anybody here like history? If you like studying history, and you're studying all these things that they're coming up with and digging over there, and coming out of the ground that are proving the Bible, you got historical facts in the Bible. You got places in the Bible Bible. You can go on to Google and Google these places and see these places that are in the Bible if you want, if you just like to read and want history. Amen? There's so much in there. And there are times when one part pertains to what is in your life and not so much the others. Amen? It's just the truth. Sometimes you read this and say, well, this doesn't pertain to me. You just, well, close that page and find another that does. Amen? Go to Proverbs. I told Bill the other day, I always say, go to Proverbs. Solomon's got some good word for you. Amen? And then you might find something you can hang on to because it's got to get inside of you. But it's lessons. Listen to me. It's lessons. The Bible is never ending. Amen? Once you learn a lesson from the Bible, it stays with you the rest of your life. Are you with me? Hallelujah. That's a good thing. And each lesson, it carries on and carries on. It grows as you grow. How about that? So the Bible said it's food that never runs out and water that never dries. Amen? There's something in here that you carry every day, Mary. Every day in here, some food that you never let go of. Every day you can wake up and say, I feel sad today. You're near, so you're not alone. I'm with you. God has got your arms around. I mean, it starts to give you comfort. Hallelujah. But simply reading it is not enough. Amen? Simply just reading the Word of God is not enough. Because it must grow and feed you. It must raise you. It must guide you from victory to victory. Amen? How many want victory? The Word of God must lead you to victory. Now, I want to thank everybody who came to my brother's memorial and supported me and stood with me and stood strong. And I want to thank those. I know Dave and Cindy, you couldn't be there for a lot of reasons, but I know your prayers were with us. We talked about it last week. Cindy, I know your love is so real that just when you smile, it makes my heart happy, and that's the truth. Hallelujah. I was moved at my brother's memorial by the children. A couple of children got up and talked about my brother's love and what they did and shared together. And I was moved by that. And that was good. But, say that with me. Yeah. I heard a lot about death. A lot about death. Missing. Heard the Lord is my shepherd. Say, yeah, I know that. My shepherd. Okay. I hear about death and missing. And I said, he's my shepherd, but he's also my savior unto eternity. Amen? Unto eternity. That's for, amen, that's our answer. That's our victory. And so as I sat there listening to death, I yearned, and I sat there as a pastor and as a man of God and as somebody that you all know, I yearned for joy. I yearned, somebody, please give me some joy. Give me some comfort. Give me something that I can hold on to knowing where my brother went. Amen. Somebody stand up and say something where people clap and say, yes, it's a celebration. I heard the word read, but I didn't hear it preached. And what do I always say? The Bible says, preach the word. Does it say read the word? No. It says we need to preach the word. Now, I'm going to ask you all, I know you love me, and if right now I'm being judgmental, then I'm asking you for forgiveness. And I'm asking God to forgive me. I'm asking God for that if I sound a little judgmental. But I'm telling you that the Spirit of God must shine. Amen? Through all the troubles and tribulations and stuff, the Word of God must shine through. Amen? There must be a light. When you're talking about death, there's a light that comes down and said, yeah, that's death here, but we got things with God. Amen? To be absent from the body is what? To be present with the Lord. I wanted to hear that. I wanted to feel a light. I wanted to know where my brother was, and he had the victory. Amen? Because I know that he loved God. I didn't doubt that. I've been with him all my life. But I wanted to hear somebody tell me about a victory. Hallelujah. The light, the Spirit must shine. I must not only lead you, brothers and sisters, and understand where I come from. And Deacon Gary, when he does the Bible study, understand this. I must not only lead you, I must find a way to make you partake. Amen? So why? So why? So you, Greg, can lead others to Jesus. Amen? So you, Sergio, can lead others. Because you can find people, and I tell James the same thing. You can reach people that I can't reach. Right, Reverend Bob? So I need to make our church come on fire for God and shine for God so you can reach the people that I can't reach. Amen? Are you with me? You can lead others for their strength, for your comfort, for your joy and their strength. Amen? That's what the Word of God is all about. Are you with me? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. How are everybody doing? Don't get quiet. This is good stuff, amen? Are you with me? While he was still talking to the multitudes, Matthew 12:46. While he was still talking to the multitudes, behold, his mother and brothers stood outside seeking to speak to him. Then one said to him, look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside seeking to speak with you. But he answered and said to the one who told him, who is my mother and who are my brothers? If I start crying, you all bear with me. And he stretched out his hand towards his disciples and said, here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. What did we say before? The word today is family. Who is my mother and my brother? You, amen, are my brothers and sisters, amen. I am your brother. Hallelujah. I am. This is the promise that God gave us. Thank you, Lord. Mark 6. Then Jesus went out from there and came to his own country. And his disciples followed him. He came where? To his own country. And his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, where did this man get these things? And what wisdom is this which is given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are they not his sisters here with us? So they were offended by him. Where did he go? To his hometown. What did he do? Preach the word. What did they say? I know that guy. He's a carpenter. I know his father. I know his brothers. Who is he to talk to me about God? They were offended, the Bible says. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor, except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house. Now he could do no mighty works there except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them, and he marveled because of their unbelief. Then he went about the villages in a circuit teaching. I wanted to get up Tuesday so bad, brothers and sisters. I wanted to preach the word. I wanted to say to be absent from the body is present with the Lord. I wanted to talk about Lazarus. I wanted to talk about Abraham's bosom. I wanted to talk about the man on the cross, for he said, today you will be with me in paradise. I wanted people to stand up and praise him, but I knew that they would be offended. I wasn't asked to do one thing. When they said, would anybody like to speak? I had to get up. But I never wanted it to make it about me. Amen? But I wanted to make it about God. And I wanted you to understand that what I understood exactly what was happening. My family, who loves me, doesn't see me as a pastor. And when I went to the pastor who did the service, and I shook his hand, I say, I'm Pastor Larry Crisilli, and Peter was my brother. And he looked at me and said, are you pastoring a church now? I said, yes, in Shelton. That's what I said, Dave. I was so lost in what, are you pastoring a church now? Like nobody in my family told him that Peter's brother is a pastor. He's got a church. They didn't respect what we did. They didn't honor what we're doing. They didn't see the growth in our church. My brother Petey always said to me, I am so proud of you. He said, Larry, I would be there every Sunday, but you understand. His daughter went to another church, and I said, of course I understand. But when his pastor said to me, are you pastoring a church right now? I didn't know what to say. I said, Shelton. I was so flabbergasted, amen? But I understood. I truly understood. You have heard it that it was said. This is Matthew 5:43. You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, who says it to you? Jesus. Jesus is talking to you now. He said, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you, and do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. I want that. How many want that? I want to be a son of my Father in heaven. I want that more than I want men's recognition. Amen. I want that more than I want anybody to praise me and lift me up. I want that. I want to be a pleaser to God, not to man. I want to be called a son by my Father in heaven. For he makes the sun rise on evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? You know, folks, you hear the tax collector in the Bible. Let me explain why. In those days, they were very, very bad people. Amen. They stole from people. They robbed people's money. They were not fair, so they were considered the bottom barrel. Amen. When he said the tax collector, that's what he's referring to. Not that being a tax collector is a bad thing. Amen. Because it's not a bad thing. But when you do things because you have the power to steal from other people, amen, that makes it corrupt. And that's what Jesus is saying. Do not even the tax collectors do the same. And if you greet your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Jim, why did I do Thursday night what I did? Because the Bible says I need to do that. Somebody hurts your feelings. Somebody does something to you that you think you want to revenge. You want to say things the Bible is saying. Just do the opposite. Take away their power. Take away what they think they have over you by giving them love. Amen. By doing this. Your first reaction is to pull away and to say things and to do things. But God is saying to be a son of the Father. And that's what I want to be. Anybody want to join me? I want to be a son of the Father. I have to stand in a different light and have to do that. Now listen, closing. God gave me and he's giving you a new family. Every day. We never lose the old family. I mean, they're all there. We love them. We, you know, the situations that you have in there. We all have situations with our family and we all have disagreements and family you haven't seen in years and all that. But we always have them. But God says, I will give you a new family. And you look around what we're doing here and you look around at these people and everybody would help everybody. Everybody would lift everybody. Everybody praises everybody. Everybody prays for each other. We understand what we're here for. We understand the battle. We know the battle is just we need that comfort. Amen? That's what this church is all about. God has given us a new family. But we must grow stronger together, family, and show our God with our testimonies. We will bring our loved ones to God if we stand the way God tells us to stand. If we draw them with love, because they expect you to be angry. They expect you, Pat, to say things that you shouldn't. They expect you to just try to fight with them. They don't expect you to love them after they've done something to hurt your heart. Amen? So we're standing up as Christians in the way that God is calling us to do it. Not a battle. I just simply say, follow God. Say that with me. Follow God. You lift up your God. Give him the praise and glory for all that you have. Give him the praise and glory to your children, to your family, to your friends. I praise God for my job. I praise God for my health. I praise God for my car. I praise you, Lord, for the mountains. I praise you for the trees. You give him praise. Let them hear that. And you give them love that surpasses their own understanding. The way he just said this in Matthew will draw your family and your friends to God. And that's the victory. Give him praise and glory, church. You're God.